Curtis.
Oh my goodness, man. I'm feeling it.
This is Robert Pilot and Uncle Curtis along with Brett, Native Roots Radio Repartee. Hey, welcome everybody.
Hey, good to have you back on, Robert.
All you people out there.
Pardon me?
Oh, I said, I said, good to have you back on here, Robert and Curtis.
Hey, sorry, we're looking like two deer staring at each other. Whoa. What happened? Did we disconnect? Cool. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Repartee via Native Roots Radio. Again, I have my uncle here, my daga, Uncle Curtis here, and we're just like chilling out here on the Jefferson Avenue studio.
And it's really nice out here. It's a beautiful, my mom out there right now is Kata Chawinga, that blue sky out there. So,
Hey, so there's a lot of, you know, let's do a little talk back and forth. There's a lot of powwows going on this weekend.
Yep.
So there's always like everybody is invited to powwows.
Yeah. And all of them are free invite, you know, and you just come in. And behave and respect and this and that. But like my Chuske was telling me right now that, you know, a lot of them people out there, you know, they're it's not a Halloween costume. It's regalia. They come out there and they're honoring us with their dances and their regalia. And the thing that they always say, too, is that you come up there and ask them people if you could take a picture of them.
Right. Very important.
You don't take a photograph of any of them wangsticks out there. And if they want you to, then but ask them first. Don't just click on them.
Hey, we have a show called Native Roots Radio. I'm Awake, and we're on 1 to 3 on Saturdays, and we're on Facebook Live. We get a lot of hits there, and of course iTunes, and you know the mothership's AM 950, and we've had opportunity. Shoot, we've almost been on almost 3 years or 2.5 at least.
Hey, we're going on 3 years, and that's because of my Chuske and his beautiful wife and the queen and king of Native Roots Radio.
So. Ooh, that's a good one. So you know what I'm doing this weekend? Or I should say the beginning of the week.
You're heading down to Iowa?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I did. I am. There's a Native American presidential forum down there. And I'm going Sunday. And, you know, I guess New York Times, CNN, and a lot of the big ones, including Native Roots Radio, is going to be down there. Monday, I'm going to do a live show at 3:00, which should be pretty exciting. And then also, there's going to be... Marianne Williamson's going to be there. Elizabeth Warren's going to be there. There's a special presentation at 1, so I wonder if they're giving me something.
Hey, they better give you a T-shirt anyway.
Yeah. And then Senator Amy Klobuchar. How do you say that name?
Klobuchar.
Char, yeah, Klobuchar? She'll be there.
Maybe, yeah.
The governor, Steve Bullock, is going to be there. And John Delaney, Julian Castro, and I'm talking about the second day on Tuesday. There's also Mark Childs, who's an independent candidate and from Navajo Nation citizen. Bernie Sanders, Uncle Bernie will be there, and Mayor Bill de Blasio will be there too. So maybe I can get somebody on the radio.
Man, that would be awesome, Chuske, because all them names you said, you know, we're going to need them to step up to the plate and be our next president.
Right. Well, we got, Biden still ahead and he won't be there. So he's trying to keep the wave going and not saying anything stupid. And
right.
Again, you know, everybody, it's what we called it Free for All Friday here. Yeah. And give us a call at 952-946-6205. So that's kind of what we're doing. And one of the things I just want to, we're bouncing back and forth, but back to powwow etiquette. Last powwow I was at one of the casinos, local casinos, and I saw some people that were drinking, and there's no drinking and drugs or alcohol, and tobacco is sacred to us.
You know, they like you said, Chuske, that's honest to God truth there. They say don't bring alcohol, drugs, or guns to the thing. And Donnie, that's a little different. You know, and a lot of people will say about that. You know, maybe you smoke a cigarette, but I guess that's fine with us because Donnie's been very sacred to us Wangsheeks for thousands of years. And
yeah, keep alcohol, keep tobacco sacred. Yeah. You know, whenever I have to ask an elder, and also too, when it comes to powwow etiquette, please let the elders go first. Choka, you're an elder.
Hey, they always say about that, and thank you, Chusuke, on that one. They always say, you know, and here's another, you know, we're going to tell them young ones about this, that if you see an elder standing, you better not be sitting, you know?
Right.
And, you know, you and I've been up at Standing Rock. Me and my Chusuke were up there, and it was really good that I didn't have to get up and make a plate of food or anything for myself or give me a drink of water or anything. Mm-hmm. They them young ones that knew what was going on, they would bring me a glass of water or a pop or something. That's the way it is. And a lot of the young ones, you know, and I hope that they do it, but there's a lot of ones that don't, you know, they don't think about things like that.
Yeah. Hey, give us a call at 952-946-6205. We're calling it Free for All Friday. And, you know, we're talking presidents, you know, today, you know, presidents, native issues. I know one of our least favorite friends is 45, and, you know, he's still not happy about the casinos. And he's the only person, I think, that in the whole world that's had a failure of casinos. So that's he doesn't like those Native Americans.
No, he already lost his monies and stuff like that. And now he's going to take it out on us. Hopefully not.
Well, I got a quick article here by Valerie Vochetti. It's U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren on Friday unveiled her latest policy plan, which aims to empower Native American tribes through land protection and law enforcement reforms and boost financial support for chronically underfunded health and education programs. You know, there's a thing where, you know, people just basically think, oh, all these tribes, all these Indians get free college and have all this money. Very, very, very few people that we know get anything they don't get anything from the government.
Yeah, I ran into a guy, and I'm not going to say whatnot, if he was a Caucasian or anything like that. He said, you guys get all that free money from them casinos. And I just looked at him. I said, when?
When? Well, you know, and it's funny, too, not to give away your age, but it's just funny because, because, you know, it was not a cool, you know, to be Native American until a lot of the Red Power happened, and along with the American Indian Movement. The American Indian Movement was founded here on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. And, you know, a lot of people from just being around that relatives and people that and we still have Clyde Belcourt who's still alive, and they're dying. But you became proud of being a Native American during those struggles.
And like we used to say, you know, our stories between me and Uchuske, that a long time ago, you know, they called me a dirty Indian. You know, they said on that one old lady over there, all she does is drink. And my mom never drank like that. But that was a perception that they threw on me as a little kid. And they asked me at school, are you Indian? I said, no, I'm not Indian. No. And like my Chusuke just said just a few minutes ago there, that, you know, the American Indian Movement, I finally was, once I stepped up and said, you're a good one. You're a good one. And I thank them guys, man. Clyde Belcourt, Dennis and Clyde and them. I thank them a whole bunch. And we weren't nothing but they told us ain't nothing good but a dead end. And I didn't like that. And but no. I heard about that story. And like Chusuke always says, man, you know, I was really proud to call myself an American Indian. After the fact.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the occupation of Wounded Knee and, you know, the things that that we had to do. And fast forward to a few years ago, we were all at Standing Rock. that empowered us. And the seven fires, the eighth fires, traveled all over the country and all over the world. I mean, we were talking about Hawaii and the telescopes and things like that, that, you know, unless you're plugged in, the regular, and I put the quotes up, the regular news does not play that, you know. And again, I guess I'm grateful for all the outlets that we're on, and especially AM 950, because there's only six organizations own all the news, and we're in a really good situation where on AM 950 we you know, we have a one person owner, and it's a progressive station.
And like you said, I'm grateful for AM 950 too, you know. And the thing about that is, you know, we're progressive, and that's the thing that happens with us here in the and they call it the USA. And but me and Matryoshka here, we got the experience up there, and yeah, I'm just getting back. I'm just jumping off this a little bit. Yep. But the thing that he said about Standing Rock, and it's been hundreds and hundreds of years that all these nations tied their self together in one spot. And it was an amazing experience that we got. And my true scale over here and his wife, my true junk, Wendy, they're the one that started this Native Roots Radio, and I'm so proud to be right across this table from this man over here, my Tushke, my nephew, and my I'll call him my son anyway, but there was a thing that it kind of make a tear come to my eye right now, is that when that's how Native Roots got started up there at Standing Rock, and mm-hmm. and it's just it's something that is going to jump off, and I don't know if it's where this stuff got started, but we are awake.
That's right. Hey, let's take a short break, and everybody give us a call. This is the Repartee via Native Roots Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They've built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
The Audubon Centre of the Northwoods on Grindstone Lake west of Sandstone offers a great variety of environmental learning experiences for people of all ages running year-round. But did you know you can book your own event here at the centre? Check out our lakeside dining hall and the variety of lodging and meeting accommodations available. Visit us on the web at audubon-centre.org or call 320-245-ACNW. The Audubon Center of the Northwoods.
Auto Technical needs your help to keep our transportation program going. Social agencies like Workforce Training Center, Tubman Shelter, they rely on our mission of providing transportation to families in need. Donations of vehicles are down 80% because of the new tax laws. We really need vehicle donations to continue our mission. Help us, please. Give a call to Richard at 612-919-5526, autotechnical.org.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than just serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable. Serving part-time lets you attend school full-time while you take advantage of education benefits that can help you graduate debt-free. If a civilian career is your goal, serving part-time allows you to work at a full-time job. The skills, qualities, and contacts you'll develop in the Guard can open doors to a great civilian career. Want to serve but worried about being away from friends and family? Part-time service in the Army National Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want while you enjoy the many benefits of serving your community and nation. You owe it to yourself to learn more about how the Army National Guard can fit into your life. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hello, fellow AM950 listeners. This is Jason from Nightingale at 26 in Lindale. Come experience our delicious signature dishes and exciting rotation of inventive seasonal fare for my wife and chef, Carrie, and her team. Nightingale is the perfect place to gather for any occasion with our extensive wine, beer, and cocktail selection, along with our dedication to great service. We offer a full menu every day from 4 to 1 a.m., two award-winning daily happy hours, and weekend brunch at 10. More at nightingalempls.com.
Hey, welcome to the repartee. I'm here with Uncle Curtis and Brett. You know, this is a beautiful Friday. We're looking out the window here, and you know, the boss was playing. Have you ever seen Bruce Springsteen, Uncle Curtis?
Oh, I love that dude, man. I like Clarence Clemons on that horn.
Yeah, he passed away.
Yeah.
And his nephew was in the band playing it, and he was rocking it. I have a story. Like years ago, we were at the Kicks game. Do you remember the Kicks?
Right.
We were at the old Met, and you know, there was back in those days, there was 30,000 people in the parking lot partying, and there was like 10,000 people watching the Kicks.
I hope you remember the goalie's name.
No,
I don't either.
Oh, you got me. But there was some dude named Bruce Springsteen that was playing at the Met right next to it.
Man.
And we went and crashed the concert, and boom, next thing you know, this dude played for 4 hours.
Holy
and I was a fan ever since. And that was like 75 or 76. I can't remember. Don't remember the 70s very much. But so I've been a fan ever since. And
right.
I was born in the USA. I mean, I was a big River fan. And so that was cool that I know Doug used to love playing the bumper music, right, Brett?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was a big Bruce Springsteen guy. And then you guys heard there's apparently a movie coming out this weekend kind of centered around this, I believe, Pakistani teenager in the 1980s in Britain who got inspired by Springsteen. Apparently it's supposed to be a very good movie that's being released this weekend.
What are they calling it, Brett?
Oh, God. Yeah, now you put me on the spot. Let me Google it real quick here.
The music's going to be good.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of reminds me of that Beatles movie they put out earlier this year.
We haven't been able to see that one yet. Hey, so Brett, while you're looking that up,
Blinded by the Light, by the way, that's the name of it.
Like that, you know, he did that song. He wrote a lot of songs like Dylan, and he wrote a lot of songs, and a lot of people else covered it. You know, like I'm Riding in Your, the Pointer Sisters did that one, I think.
I'm Riding in Your Car.
Yep. You know, and what was the other one? Blinded by the Light.
Right.
Blinded by the Light. Hey, if somebody call us, because like I'm singing now.
And we need to hear from y'all.
Yeah. Free for All Friday, I guess, right? Here on the Jefferson Avenue. I was going to say the studio here, but so Brett, do you have any questions about etiquette at powwows or anything? Because they're always open to everybody.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you know, so do you have any questions about powwows?
Well, I'm glad you guys kind of gave a little rundown on how that works, because I've never been to one. I'm not even sure how that works, how to, of course, be respectful. I'm glad you guys brought that up, that you're not supposed to take pictures, because I'm sure there's a lot of people who are well-meaning that want to get a picture of it, but they don't know that it's probably very disrespectful to do that if you don't actually have permission from whoever's there. So, yeah, it is kind of just nice to know how that works. I mean, what overall do you do in a powwow? Like, can you give us kind of an overall summary of how it works?
What's the question again?
How a powwow works. So
yeah, yeah, what exactly it is, and what do you do in the powwow? Yeah, just kind of a basic overview of it.
So they start out with a grand entry. Like tonight we're going to go to Mystic Lakes powwow, and they start with a grand entry, and that's all the dancers and the singers, you know, you don't call them drummers, they're all singers around the drum, and they all come in and dance in a big circle, American flag, staffs, the missing, the POW missing in, missing in action flag. And those are vets and vets that, lead the way that come in. And then, they have like the dancers, like the kings and queens. We know some, there's a student of mine who is, one of the princesses, and, they come in. And, so the big grand entry is like the thing you really want, don't want to miss, especially at a big powwow like Mystic Lake. And then they have different kinds of, categories where it's jingle dress. And again, what made me think of this too, is that, you don't ever want to touch the regalia either. Yeah. And ask for a picture. And what happens is, you know, they come in and then they have different contests. So you'll have a jingle dress, a fancy dance, a fancy, shawl dance, and, different kinds of male dances.
Yeah, and then the grass dancers and the smoke dancers and things like that. And then there's another thing that that you always remember that you'll see out there. You know, me and Chuske over here are we're from we're Chashep, we're from the Eagle Clan, and you'll see that once if out of the regalia come out of there, them. Somebody will drop a feather, they'll stop it right on the spot, and then they'll do another ceremony to pick up that feather and
an eagle feather.
Yep, eagle feather. Chash up, yeah, that's right. And but yeah, so like Chuske was saying, and you're that's a good question, you know, and about a lot of things out there about all the fancy dancers and stuff like that, and It's amazing thing, these powwows, and like Chuske over here was saying about that powwows. It was a thing that not just one nation would come together, but it would bring it was fellowship from all tribes, and it come in and different nations and different tribes come out there, and it was just a good get together. That's what that powwow meant.
And like if they go nowadays too, that you can stand and watch the dancers, listen to the singers. There's vendors there if you want to buy a Resist T-shirt or something. So it's a celebration, and a lot of times it's a celebration for the vets.
Yep, it's and that's like my Chuske was saying earlier about them that color guard that comes out, you know, and they do that at all our meetings and stuff like that, our general council and stuff like that. It's honoring. The ones that served the United States of America, and every branch of service, Navy, Army, and military, and whatever it was. And that's what we honor. That's what it is. And they have a song for each and every one of them at every powwow. Mm-hmm. Everybody's the Navy, the Army, the Marines, and Air Force, they all got their own songs, and they honor.
Yeah, cool. Hey, so you're listening to a Native Roots Radio, Stealing the Repartee. It's Free for All Friday. And, you know, give us a call at 952-946-6205, and we'll be right back after this break.
This is Art Beat for the week. I'm Elizabeth Hora, co-host of Connections Radio Show. And today I'll be letting you in on some important, family-friendly, artful happenings this weekend in the Twin Cities area. Tomorrow, Saturday, from 1 to 5 p.m., come together to honor Philando Castile at the Dunning Recreation Center. The event is open to all. Connect with the community, enjoy the entertainment, eat, play, learn about ways to get involved, and raise money for a scholarship in his name. WFNU's radio show, Just Right Now, will be broadcasting live from the event hosted by Queen Fry. This will be family-friendly fun with face painters, a bouncy house, and so much more. Go to www.centralhonorsphilando.org for more information and to donate to Philando Castile Scholarship. This Sunday, from 3 to 9 p.m., get yourself out to Como Park Zoo and Conservatory to enjoy the Japanese Obon Festival. Bonsai, martial arts, singing, dancing, drumming, delicious food, and a host of other cultural exhibits and demonstrations will line several paths throughout the grounds of the Marjorie McNeely Conservatory for the 21st annual Como Park Japanese Obon Festival. Admission is $5 per adult, $3 for children ages 3 to 12 and seniors, and it's free for children under the age of 3. Free shuttle bus service will be available from a staffed off-site parking lot located at 1930 Como Avenue. Look up the Japanese Obon Festival on Facebook for more information. That's Art Beat for the week. I am Elizabeth Borub, co-host of Connections Radio Show, airing live Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Hackers, ransomware, security breaches. As I speak, cyber criminals are stepping up their attacks on businesses like yours. Hi, Mark Sommerfeld of Rimark. Rimark has the expertise and experience necessary to navigate your company to safe water. We launch our process with a network security assessment, we'll uncover the hidden threats to your business, and provide you with a map to peace of mind. And it's free. Call 651-328-8900 or go to RimarkIT.com to schedule your free security assessment today.
Anytime is the right time to update your music collection, so stop in at the Electric Fetus and browse their massive selection. You'll find everything from rock and pop to international and roots, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Not only is Electric Fetus the best stop for music, but they also carry a wide and unique range of gifts. Bath products, clothing, books, stationery, candles, incense, you name it. That's the Electric Fetus at 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for clear skies tonight with a low around 62, Saturday sunny with a high near 81, Sunday partly cloudy with a high around 78, and Monday sunny with a high near 84.
During Standard Heating and Air Conditioning State Fair Sale, you can get a new AC for just $2,400 with the purchase of a new high-efficiency furnace. Restrictions apply. Learn more about this great State Fair Sale at standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, comfort you deserve.
This is Robert Pilot along with Uncle Curtis and Cousin Brett there. This is the Rapartee, and this is Native Roots Radio taking over the Rapartee. And so, you know, we're just talking a little Native stuff and a little political stuff. It's exciting. And one of the things, too, Uncle Curtis, we're going to be at the fair.
Hey, we're going to be at the fair August 24th out there at the International Market Bazaar out there. And we're going to be kind of hanging out with the Native Pride dancers.
Yeah, they're on after us, and they're a lot of fun. And my knee's better, so I'll be able to dance this year.
Well, last year, man, you did a good job. You went on a sore knee, but our brother Larry Yazzie's out there, and holy smokes, it's a beautiful thing.
It'll be great to see Crystal Moose again. Yep. We haven't seen her in a while, and she used to work with us here at Native Roots Radio, so it'd be awesome to see her. Hey, you know, we got a phone call here, which is awesome, so keep the calls coming, from Rachel from Bloomington. Hey, Rachel, what's happening? You're talking to the Rapartee via Native Roots Radio.
I hope. Hey, guys. Hey. First of all, just thanks for being on. I think it's awesome that you have a show, because I don't know of other stations that have Native shows, and that's cool. But I wanted to ask, you were talking about Standing Rock, and I was so upset by that whole thing, and I felt so helpless, like I think a lot of people did, and I'm wondering if there are any groups forming to address environmental issues and sacred spaces, and I mean, I just think people really need to organize, and I'm wondering if you know of anything like that.
Well,
that's everyone.
Wow, that's a great question. You know, one of the things that we have going on here is Line 3 up north, and there's people up there right now camping, taking pictures of the pipelines haven't been okayed up there, but the Enbridge pipeline is up there, and they're ready to go. The pipes are up there. They're moving pipes in, and it's going across going across native rice land and native lands. And again, we have another mini, I guess it's not even mini, we have another Standing Rock possibility. And I think with Governor Walz and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, they're still pushing it aside and making it go through the process. And we also have PolyMet that's happening up, and everybody needs water. And so one of the groups is Honor the Earth that's up there that's dealing with this, and that's boots on the ground.
And MN350 also.
That's right. I was going to say that, MN350. And so if you want to know what's going on, plug in with those guys, because there's daily updates. And it's one of the things, Standing Rock taught us that, you know, we know how to camp, we know how to resist, and we know how to be peaceful protesters and water protectors. And so it's really good that you brought that up, because thank that's you. Happening right now. And one of the things that I want to say about it too is that, you know, there was a lot of people from the Twin Cities that went to Standing Rock. Well, up north there in Bemidji, it's a lot. It's not 11-hour drive. It's a 4-hour drive or a 6-hour drive. So it's a lot closer if they do need assistance. And I'll tell you, Native Roots Radio will be there if something's going on. We'll be there live.
And like Chief Guy was saying, we will unite.
Right. And there's a lot of stuff still going on right now. Like, I'm glad you brought up MN350. They're boots on the ground, and just plug in, just Google them, and you can find a lot of people that are out there still talking about this. And, you know, we have a big battle with the sulfur mine, the PolyMet, because they're playing games up there too. Now a new owner owns PolyMet, and so, you know, it's another process. And these are all corporations that aren't from the United States that are coming here to dirty up our water for their own profit. And they're not even, you know, from this, the United States. And when they do talk about jobs and they do all that, there's no jobs. There's part-time jobs that maybe go at last 6 months.
Temporary.
Right. But the water's there forever. So.
And I want to thank you for that call in too. Like I was saying, you know, we would like to know who will drink a gallon of oil. You know, and my grandson and my grandchildren and all my future grandchildren, water is life.
Right. And the Native Americans are part of Mother Earth and Father Sky. It's in everybody's DNA. It's just that people have forgotten that, and I think Native Americans haven't. And not to say there's a lot of all different kinds of people out there wanting to protect the water, but it's happening on Native land, and so we want to keep the Native. They talk about replacing a pipeline. They're not replacing a pipeline. They're putting another one in there right next to it. And guess what? Both the pipelines are going to be pumping that crude, nasty tar sand oil that you need chemicals to push it through that pipe. And when those break, which they all do, you know, let me just say one thing about Standing Rock. Standing Rock, we would not have been to Standing Rock. We would not have been there if they would have put the pipeline in the original place. And the original place they wanted to put it through was Bismarck.
Bismarck, right. And they didn't want it.
And the white people said, no, we don't want this here. So next thing you know, it's going right through Standing Rock and the Missouri River and that aquifer that was there. Uncle Curtis and I was there. I was there when there was 20,000 people there.
Well, you know, like you said too, Chuske, I appreciate that, man. And that water doesn't matter to what color my skin is and what I look like. They need to drink the same water I'm drinking, and they got kids and they got that and this, and it's a mess. It's a mess. Yeah. And look what happened up there in Flint, Michigan.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's all about economics. You know, we don't want to put it through the rich people. If there was a pipeline going right through Edina, or you'd be hearing about it. But no. So do you have any other questions, Rachel?
Well, I just, the other thing about Standing Rock that made me so crazy was that I looked up the North Dakota statutes, and it's illegal to profit from moving, it's illegal to move any burial ground or desecrate it for profit. Like they say mm-hmm. in the statutes, the only way you can do something to a burial ground is if it's because of like a natural disaster. So if there's like a tornado and it, you know, upturns graves or whatever, then you can do something. But you, it's against the law. And so I was trying to contact all these groups and tell them, I'm like, it's against the statute. It's just that, mm-hmm. you know, people don't respect the native burial grounds. If it was a white burial ground, there's no way they do that. You know?
Right.
So I'm just wondering, like, with the new pipelines, if any of them are crossing burial grounds, and if it's all in Minnesota, because I don't know what the Minnesota statutes are, but I would think there'd be one on the books as well.
Oh, there is definitely, and not to change the subject, but there's a park called Mounds Park in St. Paul. And at one time, there were hundreds of burial mounds there, and there's just, what, three right now.
Right.
And so our ancestors are buried there. I remember as a young child, people playing on these mounds. They're fenced off now, but the whole area was a burial ground, and our relatives are buried there. So I imagine there is that, and that is a big thing here in Minnesota too. I know constructions have been, highways have been stopped because they've run into burial grounds and found them and had to move them. So that's a really good statement and question too, because that's a thing that during Standing Rock, they had the Turtle Hill, and that was a burial ground, and that's where Dakota Access Pipeline and all the army that we paid for, the sheriffs from all across the country where they were beating up Indians, were on top of. You know, that's where they watched down on us. They were desecrating that burial ground right there, that Turtle Hill or Turtle Mountain. I can't remember what it was called. Yeah. So that happens to us all the time. And I think I'm glad you brought that up too, because there are burial grounds everywhere. There's, you know, you'd be surprised where they are, because they've been desecrated. Where the Mall of America is a big old burial ground that used to be in the Capitol. Wow. Where the state capitol is, there was a burial ground there. So they were all over. And I mean, Native Americans were up to 100 million people at one time. Our nation has 7,000 people, Ho-Chunk, and at one time they were down to 600. So when we were colonized and with things that happened to our people, we were down in small numbers, and that's just part of it. I mean, we talk about what's happening with all the kids that are crossing the lines and they're being separated with their parents. That happened to Native Americans for 100 years, up to the 50s, even the 60s. You know, there's people, you know, a story about my Gaga. You know that story, Uncle Curtis, about Helen? Helen was my grandma, Curtis's mother, was taken away from one of those boarding schools, and her father went and kidnapped her back.
Yeah, and like my Chuska was saying right there, my Choka, my grandfather, went to get her back, and they grabbed him up. And they did the same thing like they did to them Nazis out there, and they tattooed his name, and his name wasn't Howard Joseph McKee, you know, but they gave him a name, but they tattooed him. And he said, "Chuska, look what they did to me." He had a tattoo on his arm, and that's what they did to that old man, my grandfather.
Right. And then there's so much of that, and I think there's so much trauma too that goes on with what's happened to the people. And again, it's a crazy situation. And Rachel, I really appreciate you for bringing that up.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you, Rachel. Thanks for being on the air. I appreciate you guys.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you. So, you know, it's interesting, because I think our history was never taught in school. So once we talk about the history and things that have happened to Native Americans and how our land was taken away, people become more of our allies than anything.
Well, it's like you said, they're right there, allies, you know. And how long have we taken the negativity out of all of this? Almost swore, but I didn't.
Oop, and I got that button here on.
No, but
I might push, you know, the laugh,
like
I said, button.
Like you said, Chuska, it's been hundreds of years.
Right. And, you know, it's a revitalization, too. We have the language. We don't have the language. We've been losing all the language talkers. There's a generation that people did not learn. Our generation didn't learn anything from our parents and our grandparents. And now the kids, our kids and your son and their kids are going to be learning the language again. And
and like you said, that's the thing is that they didn't take it into context that we needed this, and now mm-hmm. we are taking it back.
That's right. Hey, let's take a quick break here, Brett, and you're listening to the Repartee via Native Roots Radio, and with Brett, Uncle Curtis, and your phone calls. We'll be right back after this.
At Better Futures Minnesota, we believe everyone deserves a fair shot. We believe in personal redemption and second chances, and that those who are dedicated to change and hard work should have the opportunity to achieve success and make a positive impact in the community. The men we embrace and serve have made mistakes, but they aren't bad people. We work with men who take responsibility for their past and are committed to doing better, who work to create a better life for themselves, their family, and the community. Learn more at BetterFuturesMinnesota.com.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Catch New Beginnings with Freddie Bell, Saturdays at 11 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Chances are, after spring cleaning, you missed a spot. A couple really big spots, like your roof and siding. Run your fingers across your siding. You'll likely get a gross residue. And your roof probably has some black streaks, too. Your roof and siding aren't always easy to clean, but they're definitely the most visible parts of your home that give it its curb appeal. So let Blue Sky Services clean your roof and siding. Blue Sky's safe soft wash method won't cause any damages and will make your home look like new. Right now, Blue Sky Services is running their summer special where you can get your whole house, roof, and siding cleaned starting at only $447. That's the most viewed parts of your home cleaned for only $447. Then mention AM950 when you call Blue Sky Services to get an additional $50 off. So get the curb appeal back on your home and call Blue Sky Services at 952-467-2447. That's 952-467-2447.
Hi, this is Paul Metza inviting you to listen to the Wall of Power Radio Hour. We have been on the air on AM 950 for over 5 years, over 200 original shows in the can, including musicians, artists, promoters, authors, comedians, and more. We're on the air Saturdays at 6 p.m. If you'd like to advertise, get a hold of us at am950radio.com and stay tuned this weekend, Wall of Power Radio Hour.
At Burger Mo's, Mondays no longer need to be a drag. Dine on the beautiful patio for Burger Monday Madness every Monday after 4 p.m., where you can order any burger and fries off menu for just $6. Not valid on Excel event evenings. Burger Mo's offers 20 fresh, never-frozen burger varieties, as well as delicious appetizers, soups, salads, and unburgers, dogs, paninis, shakes, and desserts. Located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul, with plenty of free parking, and online at burgermo's.com.
Hi, Minnesota. It's Tom Hartman, and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Wow, that was awesome. That's one of my idols, Tom Hartman, that can be heard here on AM 950.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, hey, we're going to be at the fair.
Hey, August 24th, we're going to be out at the fair at the International Market Bazaar out there. And we're going to be just a little bit before the Native Pride Dances with Larry Yazzie and that mm-hmm. beautiful crew out there.
That's right. We'll stick around and do a little dance with them, because that was fun last year, too. And they get the crowd engaged.
Yeah, they asked for dances up there, and last year Machuske had a knee injury, and but he still got up there and he shook his tail feathers up there.
Yeah, good thing there was no video camera up there.
We got you on camera.
Oh, ho. Hey, so, you know, we're on during 1 to 3 on AM950, and we stream it on Facebook Live, and we have a website and all that fun stuff, and we're blessed to be on and have a lot of supporters. And one of the things too, you know, we want you guys all to do is go to our supporters, and I know they do.
Yep.
I know they do. Just write on, if you don't talk to the owner, just write on their little receipt. I listen to Native Roots Radio.
Because we are awake.
Oh, hey, the good one. Hey, we have Gabriel from St. Lewood Park, it says there, but I think it's St. Louis.
Ooh, I think a little typo here by the call screener.
I'm just giving you a hard time. It's a Friday, and this is Free for All Friday.
We are awake.
Yeah. Hey, Gabriel, welcome to Raparte Native Roots Radio.
Hey, thanks for letting me call in. I'm one of the original bad boys.
Hey.
What's bad boy?
The softball team.
How?
Gabriel Rios.
Hey, they call you, in Ho-Chunk, they call you Wo-Wunk. That's a bad boy.
Hey.
Yeah, we used to play softball with Kirk way back in the day.
Aho. I heard he was a heck of an athlete.
Oh, he is. He still is.
Oh, cool.
The reason for my call is, have you guys thought about doing like a TV show?
Well, we do it over Facebook Live. And as a matter of fact, we had it on Facebook Live today, but I think I need to get a new computer because it crashed. So we were on TV via Facebook. But that's a good question.
Gabriel, you could put a fundraiser together and get us some Judah.
Yeah, I think I have a place for radio though, but not TV. Maybe it'll be back.
That's what Tomas is. Is what Tomas told me. The car.
How you been?
Pretty good, dude. How about you?
Man, it's been a long time.
It is. It's been a while. I've been listening to you guys for a while too, and you guys come up with some really interesting topics. That's why, you know, because I do video stuff too, and you know, I'm working on some TV shows here too. But so I thought if you guys could get together, man, you guys got a good chemistry too. That's what I like about you guys.
Wow, thanks a lot, Gabriel. I really appreciate that. And yeah, you know, any friends that's a friend of Curtis is a friend of mine, so I really appreciate your call.
Yeah, because I was playing with his brother, too. I heard Carson a couple weeks ago, or 2 or 3 weeks ago, he was on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing really good. I love his work that he's doing up in Arizona.
Beautiful artist.
Yeah, he's very talented, too.
Hey, yeah. Gabriel.
Yes,
Gabriel,
sir.
Do you still do the flip-flop?
Wow, this is a
is a family show, dude.
Yeah, Curtis.
No, nothing dirty about that.
Oh,
Gabriel's been a friend of mine since I was about 7 feet tall, and I'm getting old. I'm about 6 feet even.
4 feet.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Gabriel, thanks for calling and thanks for listening to Native Roots Radio and AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Yeah. Well, welcome, bad boy.
Yes, sir. We should get the crew together for 1 year in the senior league.
Oh, I'm ready. I'll try not
all to. Right,
all right, man. Thanks a lot. Oh, that was awesome, Curtis. I know a lot of people, whenever I'm around the community, I always ask about you. Yeah. And honestly,
Gabriel's a cool dude, man.
That's man. Awesome. So a lot of Native softball leagues back in the day and still are now. Big softball tournaments, part of the...
What do you call it? The good ones. You know, I say bad good ones were up there in the Dakotas, man. Smokes South Dakota, North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they raise heck with us all the time, man. And up there, the best one I heard about was up there in Billings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Montana. Yeah. Wow.
So I got to ask Uncle Curtis, were you more of a bomba hitter or were you more of a slap single type of guy when you were up there at the plate?
You didn't want to be a pitcher when I was up at bat because I sent it right up your
right up the middle, huh?
Yeah, I spin a lot of them pitchers.
Yeah, there was good athletes in the McKee clan there, the Eagle clan there. I know we had I have a cousin that was scouted by major leagues. He was a left-hander.
Yeah, Jason Bass, man.
Hall of Famer at Harding High School. His pitcher's up there.
Yeah, that left-hander, and he's still a Bamba right now. Yeah. He's still a Bamba, but he ain't an outfielder. He's knocking the ball out of the park.
Yeah, that's part of the deal. You know, a big community building thing over the years was softball tournaments, native softball tournaments. They're still going on. They're still big time. There's still big cash payouts. It's a interesting part of the culture and the way things have been.
Hey, Brett, I did hit one home run one time.
Just one?
It was in a Parker, and this guy named George McCauley, he was going after the ball, and they didn't have a fence out there, and the ball went underneath a car out there in Austin. I kept running.
Well, I heard you were a fast dude back then, too.
Yeah, they said I was real fast. I could turn off the light in the bedroom and be under the covers before the room got dark.
Oh, Satchel Paige. You went from Satchel.
I did. I bid on that one.
Well, yeah, speaking of which, you know, I know this is a kind of a somber thing, but I know coming up soon, there's going to be a big rally with when the Redskins are playing in town, the Washington team, and there's going to be a big rally. And I know the last one I went to, there was like 5,000 people.
Right.
Because we're sick of being people's...
No, we're not no mascots.
Thank you. And, you know, the Cleveland Indians are still the Cleveland Indians, even though they don't have Chief Wahoo on there. And, you know, Redskins, I just got to say this one thing with the 30 seconds we have left. Redskins is not a positive thing for anyone out there. That was when they put $200 a head for our scalp in Minnesota. That was in Minnesota.
Bounty.
So Redskin is the blood that's on your face from being scalped. So when people were scalping Indians for $200 a pop, which nowadays would probably be about $15,000-$20,000, you know.
At this rate now.
Right. So please help us support the name changes of all these, and it's slowly happening across the country. Still in high schools are changing the names. I know the school that you went to was once called Indians.
I was a humble Indian, you know. Right. I was a humble Indian, and they changed it to the Hawks.
Well, you know, thanks, Curtis, for coming over, and thanks, Brett, for having us on the repartee. We really appreciate it. We want to give a shout-out to Hunter Hawes. You know, I know you're listening. This has been the repartee via Native Roots Radio.